Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today we are being joined by the Iowa State Patrol Sergeant Alex Dinkla. And Alex, really appreciate you taking the time to join me.
Hey, you bet. Thanks for having the Iowa State Patrol on your program.
You are absolutely welcome. Always great to talk to you. And I know we usually talk around like different holidays and all that stuff. And so with the summer kind of getting out of here, school obviously is back in session. The first major holiday to kind of coincide with that is today, obviously it being Labor Day. This is usually a big weekend for people to try and end with their camping and maybe get a last ditch effort to get out to water, whether it be a pool or lake or anything like that. So just talk about the initiative that the Iowa State Patrol is doing.
You know, we look at Labor Day, it's ending across the nation, they call the 100 deadliest days of summer. And that Labor Day marks that kind of end. And what that is 100 deadliest days that we look at teens being involved in crashes. And so what's really important to that is that we're ending this, and we want to make sure that in Iowa that, you know, we kind of end on a good mark here. We don't celebrate any fatalities in a good way. But what we do look at is we do look at fatalities and how many fatalities we're having across the state holistically every day. That's one of the most important things that we look at here. And to see that number going down is a positive here in Iowa. And so far this year, we are down 27 fatalities for the year. But that's still 182 lives that have been lost on our roadways.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Like you said, like to see the number go down, but ultimately, yeah, want to see the number at zero and yeah, no fatalities, just like you emphasized. And so just talk about, you know, I know we always mention it, but just with any of these holidays, drinking kind of is involved. And so just, you know, reiterate not to drive impaired.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that we are going to be working this weekend, and we've been working in conjunction with the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau from August 15th till September 1st, the Iowa State Patrol is helping participate in an initiative called Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over. It's a high visibility enforcement project. We've got many officers that are out there looking at the streets and trying to find those impaired drivers. Last year, 45 people died on Iowa roadways over this final 4 weeks of the summer, and nearly 30% of those fatalities were caused by impaired drivers. And so we are going to make sure that we do not let those impaired drivers infiltrate our roadways, because we want to make sure that people are allowed to get people where they need to go safely and get there responsibly.
Absolutely. Again, we are speaking here with the Iowa State Patrol Sergeant Alex Dinkla for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. And Alex, I know another point you usually always push is the importance of, you know, wearing seatbelts, and you know, that could really obviously save your life if you were to get in some sort of incident. I know, just kind of speaking here within Perry and Highway 141, there's kind of that intersection as you go into Perry, really obviously highly trafficked, and there's been some accidents that have happened there. And so, you know, just talk about that of you never know, obviously, when an accident is going to happen. And so staying buckled, even if you're going down the road, is just always important.
You know, this time of year, we look at some of these uncontrolled intersections. They're covered by the tall corn stalks, so your visibility might be obscured at some of those intersections. No matter what intersection you come up to, treat every intersection as if it does have a stop sign. Start to slow down. Put extra eyes left and right, making sure those roadways are clear. Whether you're going to be responsible for a crash or not, you're still going to have to deal with the lasting effects of what happens in a crash. So make sure you clear those intersections appropriately. And, you know, one of the big things that we stress a lot is wearing that safety belt, putting that safety belt on. It doesn't matter if you're in the front seat or you're in the back seat. No matter where you're at in that vehicle, buckle that seat belt. You have a greater chance of surviving a crash and not even being injured at all in a crash. I can't tell you how many crashes that we've been to that somebody did not buckle a seat belt and either they were hurt or killed. And then we go to the other crash where somebody's buckled up and it looks like that vehicle, somebody's got to have passed away in that, and somebody completely walks away from that because they had their safety belt on. So far this year, about 38% of our fatalities did not have a seatbelt on. So we can't stress enough how much that safety belt can save your life and prevent you from being hurt, injured, or killed in a crash.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. So thank you for kind of diving in on there. As we finish up here, just talk about, I know you said you've kind of seen a decrease in terms of the fatalities and stuff like that. Was there a particular month or time period where things were kind of more extensive than another?
You know, thankfully, off of the first 3 months of the year, we started off with kind of a lower fatality rate. We've kind of kept status quo here with the last few months here, but we want to, you know, make sure that we end this Labor Day weekend, making sure that we're safe, making sure that we're not driving while we're impaired, making sure we're put that phone down. That is a new law here in Iowa that you are not allowed to be texting, driving, or calling. It is a hands-free law. And we look back to 2023 for the Labor Day holiday reporting period. And according to the Iowa DOT, we had 7 fatalities back in 2023. And, you know, that's a mark that we don't want to reach this holiday weekend. We'd love to be able to report after this weekend 0 fatalities and 0 alcohol-related fatalities this weekend.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, thanks for the advice. Always going over again, can never reiterate all of those points too much. So really appreciate you taking the time. Again, we've been speaking here with the Iowa State Patrol Sergeant Alex Dinkla for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. And Alex, thank you so much for running us through all of that. I hope you and your family have a safe Labor Day weekend, and we'll catch up again with you soon.
Hey, we appreciate it. Make sure everybody has a safe weekend themselves.
Absolutely. Again, our Dallas County Let's Talk program is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.